Michelle Fischbach is here. Michelle is the candidate for Congress in District 7, the primary, of course, coming up early in August. And this has been a long battle. There's been, campaigning and back and forth on the convention side. And then, of course, you get to the primary side and then November as well. So a lot going on. We talked to a lot of the candidates. It's Michelle's turn today. Michelle, welcome back. How are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm great. I'm having great fun out on the campaign trail. Loving it.
What are you picking up in Western Minnesota all throughout District 7? What are people saying?
You know, talking about making sure the economy is strong, that's a big one. Always hear a lot about that, but hear a lot about, obviously, about, you mentioned the mask mandate that's coming up here, and a lot about the COVID relief information.
Yeah, what do you think of the mask mandate? If you were back as lieutenant governor or in the governor's spot, would you have made the same decision?
No. Nope, I wouldn't have. And the one thing that really upsetting about all of the things that the governor has done is that he ignores the fact that rural Minnesota is different than the Twin Cities area. And he says one Minnesota, and he claims, and that's basically one size fits all, and he doesn't recognize the fact that there are different needs in different places. And you know, we don't have the kind of COVID cases that they do in the metro area. And he just ignores that fact. So one Minnesota is just a slogan. It doesn't really, it really isn't what he's talking about.
Now, I asked him that yesterday because he made a comment in his press briefing about how education, as a former educator, he thought it best left to the superintendents and the local school boards to make decisions. They know their buildings best. Leave it to them. And I said, why can't you apply that to masks? Why can't you apply that to everything, county by county? Let people decide based on their numbers. And you get a lot of happy talk, you know. It has to have, I would think, an effect of some kind in your campaign from a positive standpoint, that people are motivated, they're paying attention to this, and they just say, this is not the kind of government I want. And, you know, what happened to the Constitution? I mean, do you think it's motivating people, Michelle?
Absolutely. I think all the things that are going on in the cities, with the riots and the, letting Minneapolis burn for 4 days and the knocking over statues and all kinds of things like that, I think that is absolutely, people are really waking up to what's really going on. And this election, it is a meaningful election. It is going to decide which way our country is going to go. And if we're going to go down that path, that socialism, or if we're going to protect the country and the freedoms that we have. And I think people are really beginning to wake up and understand that that is the decision they're making in November.
How's the president's popularity? You know, he barely lost Minnesota last go around. He wished he would have come back one more time. He said that a few times. He certainly won't make that mistake this time. But you're out talking to folks in Minnesota. Is the president more popular or less popular than last time?
He is very popular, and I am proud to be endorsed by the president, and I am excited to get to Washington, D.C. and help him with the kinds of programs and things that he is looking at and the economic recovery that we're looking at. But he is very popular in the 7th District, and I appreciate everything that he is doing to help us out.
So do people say to you, you're the candidate that's endorsed by Trump? I mean, do they know that? Do the people of Minnesota 7 paying attention to that closely and remember the president's endorsed you, seeing those ads and remembering the tweets?
Yep, they are remembering. They are remembering. And they know that what I want to do is make sure that I go to Washington and support the president and not do all kinds of endless impeachments or endless, because Nancy Pelosi's goal is just to berate the president and everything that he has done wrong. And I think we want to go and get things done. And that's why it is so important that we flip the 7th this year.
I have watched this district since 1986. And, of course, there's been a lot of times where there has been a close race, but it doesn't happen. Why? The president's endorsed you, obviously, in an unprecedented fashion, earlier than a president normally would endorse a candidate. He'd let the process play out. He didn't in your case. Tell us what difference you think that'll make in the effort to unseat Colin Peterson.
Well, I think, like I said, I'm very honored to have the president's endorsement, and I think he understands that this district is so important in order to flip the House this year, and he needs the help. And so he understands that getting involved and making sure that they've got strong candidates and he's endorsing people that can win and that will make a difference. Absolutely, he wants to make sure that he's got those people in Washington, D.C., and I think that's why he gets involved in races, because he knows that he needs to flip that house in order to make it.
How much will you have to spend to beat Colin Peterson?
Well, we just raised over $1 million, and so we just topped that the other day. So we're continuing to raise as much as we can, probably $1.5 million to $2 million.
All right, very good. Michelle, thanks for the update. We'll talk again before Election Day.
All right, well, thank you so much. And don't forget, August 11th is the primary, and I appreciate everyone's vote.
Coming up on August 11th, Michelle Fischbach, candidate for Congress in District 7.